Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone as we prepare for Shabbos Parashas Devarim, Chesav, preparing for what we hope will be a joyous Mayed of Tisha B'Av. I'd like to share with you some thoughts on Parashas Devarim and Bezras Hashem, a thought regarding our upcoming Mayed. The beginning of Parashas Devarim, of course, Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to Klal Yisrael and recounts some of the things that had happened during the stretch that they traveled together. There we find, in Pasuk Chaf Ches, that Moshe Rabbeinu remembers that the Meraglim scared Klal Yisrael, Hei Masus L'Vaveinu Lemar, Am Gadel V'Rami Menu, Arim Gedailais U'Vitzureis B'Shamayim, spoke about Arim Gedailais, big cities, U'Bitzureis B'Shamayim, and they're fortified all the way up to the heavens. On that, Rashi says, Dibru Haksuvim B'Loshen Havai. He says that the Psukim talk B'Loshen Havai, with the exaggerated Loshen, with a Loshen Guzma. This Rashi is based on a Gemara in Cholin, Daf Tzadik Amid Beis, where the Gemara in Cholin says that the Torah sometimes speaks B'Loshen Havai. Rashi in Cholin says Loshen Hedyet. She'enoi midagdek bidvarav. Like an ordinary person who's not careful what he says, u'maisi mipiv davar she'enoi. And sometimes says things that are not really accurate. B'Loshi eskavim l'shaker. He doesn't mean to lie. Eloloi dark, he's just not careful. I think we all know that that happens sometimes. You get carried away, and you say something in an exaggerated way. It's difficult to understand that the Torah talks that way. And for that reason, Rav Schwab gives a beautiful explanation. His explanation touches home because it has to do with the Yisoid regarding learning Nach, and particularly Sefer Yeshua, which has been mentioned here in the past from other sources. Let me tell you what Rav Schwab says. When you learn Navi, you're struck by the fact that Klal Yisrael just doesn't seem to be successful in ridding Eretz Yisrael of the non-Jews, of the Canaanim. Not in Sefer Yeshua, not in Sefer Shoftim, still in the time of Shlomo HaMelech, we find cities that are not conquered by Klal Yisrael. It's a davar pella. Especially so because Yeshua says at the end of Sefer Yeshua that he did everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded. He didn't fail to do anything. Everything that Hashem commanded was done, but there were cities that were left over. Says Rav Schwab, it was by design. Not every city was supposed to be conquered immediately. This is a yesod, which he said from other sources. Rav Schwab, though, brings the following explanation. Rav Schwab says that in order to conquer cities in Eretz Yisrael, the goyim that were being displaced had to deserve to be displaced. If the Amoiri's Averis were not enough that they should be punished, Klal Yisrael could not capture them. The Gemara says in Saita Davtes, Hashem doesn't punish a nation until it deserves to be punished. And therefore, there were cities in Eretz Yisrael, some of whom deserved to be thrown out immediately, and some not yet. And therefore, as Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Loisucha Kaloisa Maher, you're not going to destroy all the goyim in Eretz Yisrael immediately. It's with a plan. There's a mahalach that certain cities will be captured first and others will be captured last. Now, this is the yesod, which I've mentioned in the past, answers numerous difficulties in learning Yeshua, that it was part of the plan not to conquer all of the cities. What does that have to do with Devarim? Comes back to these psukim. The pasuk says that there are some cities you won't be able to capture. There are some cities that are big, and they have schusim. They have schusim that they won't be discerned. Now, it's an exaggeration. Says Rav Schwab, if it's in the Torah, even if it's an exaggeration, it has a deep, true meaning. And the meaning is that there were some cities that were bitzurais b'shamayim that were fortified all the way up to heaven, meaning in Shemayim, they still had schusim. I would add, we have an old rule that the word Gadol in Chumash means somebody who does chesed to others. Goymel chasadim tovim is Gadol. Gadol means someone who does chesed. The Michtam Eliyahu says every Gadol in Tanakh means he does chesed. Arim Gedailais hu betzuras b'shamayim. Now, it makes sense. Arim Gedailais, there are cities that have schusim of chesed. Ubetzuras b'shamayim. It fits in so beautifully with this that Rav Schwab has said. Arim Gedailais hu betzuras b'shamayim. That these cities have schusim. What are the schusim? Ah, the schusim are that they do chesed. Fits in beautifully. Ah, gishmak. Let's move on to a second thought on this week's parasha. This comes from the Sefer Beis Yitzchak, which is attached to the more famous Kehilas Yitzchak. And the newer prince, is a Beis Yitzchak. He goes on the pasuk Sakiru Panim B'Mishpat. Don't recognize faces in judgment. The Lashon Sakiru Panim. It should have said Leisisu Panim. Don't favor people. Sakiru Panim. Don't recognize people in Mishpat. What does it mean, don't recognize people? Beis Yitzchak brings an incredible, incredible explanation of something well known to us in Chazal. It's well known that Alexander the Great set out to conquer the world, and he came to Eretz Yisrael, and he met Shimon HaTzadik. He fell to his feet, and he said, "Melech kedmusai babel mulchama lenatzeach lefanav," that the image of Shimon HaTzadik is always in front of me when I go to battle. And as I said, this is a well-known chazal. The Beis Yitzchak gives a tremendous insight. Tremendous insight. What does it mean? He recognized him. Could be Pashup Shat, but he says more. He says Alexander the Great was a student of Aristotle. He was a philosopher. Why did he set out to conquer the world? Why did he set out? He was from among the non-Jews in the non-Jewish world. Aristotle had a certain greatness, a sense of purpose. Why was his disciple Alexander setting out to conquer the world? Beis Yitzchak says that the world was still full of Avodah Zarah, even after the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah had passed. But the world was full of an Avodah Zarah, like Tosfos says in the beginning of Avodah Zarah. They didn't believe in it much, but they still did it. Alexander, who believed in philosophical approaches to humanity, to the world, wanted to rid the world of Avodah Zarah. He set out, he said, it's got to be a better world. And that's why he was a big maskil, he was a big philosopher, and he set out to conquer the world and set it in the path he wanted. When Alexander saw Shimon HaTzadik, he recognized the Edelkeit on him. He recognized the Feinkeit. Alexander was an Adam Pashit. The fact that Jews took his name to give to our children, not so Pashit. Alexander was somebody who had a deeper understanding of human beings. And when he saw Shimon HaTzadik, he said, it's for people like this that I'm fighting all my battles. It's for a man like this, Malach Kidemusai Babi Mulchama Lenatzeach Lefanav. Every time I go to battle, I look for this demus, for somebody who has this feinkeit, this edelkeit, this greatness, this glow, is a concept of HaKorespondent, of being able to recognize a feinkeit, an edelkeit, a greatness in a person. So lav davka that he saw an exact image of the face of Shimon HaTzadik. But the point was, it's kidmusai. This is what he was looking for. Says the Beis Yitzchak, that's lo sakiru panim, b'mishpat. Even if someone comes with an edelkeit, with a feinkeit, lo sakiru, don't favor him in mishpat. The mishpat has to be purely based on the case itself, who's right and who's wrong, the arguments back and forth. Leisakiru panim b'mishpat. I would add as a P.S., Leisakiru panim b'mishpat. When it comes to mishpat, Leisakiru panim. But stamazai in the world, you should look to recognize people who are Bali Madrega. And these are two thoughts on the parasha. Let me turn to one basic overarching thought regarding our 2,000-year Golos and the upcoming Tisha B'Av. We find a number of places in the Torah that is Kfitzas HaDerech. In Parshas Chayesara, Ovei Hayoim, Elohayin, Eliezer has Kfitzas HaDerech. In Parshas Vayetzeh, Vayivka, Bamokim, Vayolin, Shom, Yaakov has Kfitzas HaDerech. In Parshas Baloischa, the beginning of Perek Yud Aleph, we find the end of Perek Yud, we find that Klai Yisrael, before the Meraglim, traveled to Eretz Yisrael, 3 days travel in one day. Kfitzas HaDerech. There's an old clair that we always had. How does Kfitzas HaDerech work? What is Kfitzas HaDerech? I travel 100 miles, takes me 2.5 hours. I did it in 2.5 minutes. That's Kfitzas HaDerech. Now, how does that work? Does it mean that I actually traveled 100 miles, but time was suspended? After traveling the 100 miles, when I get there, I find it only took 2.5 minutes. So it's a miracle in Zman, a miracle in time. Or maybe not. Maybe it's a miracle in space. I traveled 100 miles in 2.5 minutes because the Rabbeinu Shalom compressed 100 miles. I was able to go as if I was going just 100 feet. And I got there 2.5 minutes later. To illustrate the Chakira, if I had an odometer on my car, and I was Eliezer, and I traveled to find a Shidduch, I made it in one day. I traveled 600 miles in one day. Did my odometer click off 600 miles of traveling? Did I use up gas for 600 miles of traveling? Just time was suspended? Or no? The pshat is that I only had to travel one day's worth of traveling, and presto, it's a miracle in space that I got there. Is that a miracle in time, a miracle in space? In Parshas Baloischa, I might have mentioned it this year, the Talmud, the Kror, Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings a proof that no, you're traveling the whole time, but it's a miracle in Zman. It's a miracle in Zman. You're still traveling the 100 miles. But once you get there, the time is earlier than it would normally be. So, an understanding of Kfitzas HaDerech. The follow-up kasha is why. If God is doing a miracle, the Bnei Yisrael is doing a miracle, you're traveling, let's say, from New York to Liberty, 100 miles, and the Rabbi Hashem says it only takes 2.5 hours, for you, 2.5 minutes. Why would the Rabbi Hashem do the nes in a way that makes you be matriach, makes you bother, makes you have the schlep of the road, and you get there and it's only 2.5 minutes? Let the Rabbi Hashem do the nes the other way. It should be a quick trip, so to speak. A trip that only involves traveling 100 feet, not 100 miles. The important answer is this. There's something to the trip. There's something to the traveling. We tend to think that when there's a problem, we just have to get past the problem and we'll be smooth. The idea is to be smooth. The idea is not to have the problem. There's once a Yid who had 6 children, and 3 of them were rebellious children. They gave him a lot of headaches. 3 were the smooth type. He told an Adam Gadol, he told somebody about his problem. He said, I didn't ask the Rabbi Hashem for 6 children. If he had given me just 3 children, I'll have nachas, I would be very happy. So to that, this Adam Gadol replied. He said, you're a fool. In Shemayim, you were supposed to have 3 problem children, 3 challenging children. That's your tafkid. A malach said, what? You're going to give him 3 difficult children and no regular children? So Baruch Shalom said, okay, I'll throw in 3 regular children. But your tafkid is not the self-pilot children. Your tafkid is the children that require your efforts, your kaiches. Same thing here. We travel somewhere. We say, it's Ratzon Hashem, I'm heading out. I'm going. I'm traveling to Eretz Yisrael. So I say, let me just get there. No. The travel is meaningful. The going there is traveling. The effort that you put in is traveling. When you travel, it's purposeful. The tircha, the bother of getting there, it counts. The challenges, the difficulties, not it counts. That's the whole purpose of the traveling. The mistake that people make is not appreciating the challenges on the way. It comes at Tisha B'Av. Many people have an attitude Let me just close my eyes, open up, Tisha B'Av will be over. I fasted a whole day. And accomplished, I fasted. No, no, no. The idea is not to get to the end of Tisha B'Av without eating. The idea is to have a Tisha B'Av that's meaningful. A Tisha B'Av that counts for you. It's a source of Avodas Hashem, a source of Aliyah and Avodas Hashem. It's not just to get there. How you get there, the tircha of getting, the bother, the bumps on the road, they're purposeful. They're purposeful. When this Kfitzas HaDerech, Hashem doesn't say, all right, you won't have to bother, just be there. No, the bother is purposeful. Hashem doesn't steal that from you. The tircha, the shvitz, the bother, Yisrael doesn't steal it from you. Not at all. Yisrael, to work hard. Says a maaseh, elu moitzaeim limaseim. This is where they were, limaseim, for their travels. I think it's the Ragatra that says, you might think the travels are just to get there. Doesn't matter. Says, no, elu moitzaeim limaseim, there's a purpose. The traveling itself, the maaseh itself, is purposeful. So Tisha B'Av is coming. The challenge is the Minhagei Avelis that we have from now till then. All of this is purposeful. Someday it's going to go on the scale upstairs when they judge the Maisei B'nei Adam. Tisha B'Av is an opportunity for it to be really meaningful. Try Tisha B'Av afternoon to take out a Sefer Eiv if you haven't learned it recently. Most of Eiv is very hard. But learn the first two Parakim. Just the first two Parakim. Geschmack. It's an attraction. When I was a counselor, I used to learn it with my campers. And he used to beg me to keep on going. He said, no, 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 do just the first parak. The first parak is fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. And full of Musa too. So take a Niyav and learn it. And then, if you're in a shul that has Rosh Shwaba Niyav, take out the Rosh Shwaba Niyav. And look what he says about what you just learned. Hey, even, hopefully, if Tisha B'Av's a Yom Tif, you can still learn the Yom Tov. You're allowed to learn it on Yom Tov. Wishing everybody an absolutely wonderful, meaningful Shabbos Chazayin. And please, daven for me to be zeichet to get into Eretz Yisrael this coming week. I'm hoping next Thursday to be on the way to the airport during this call. Bezos Hashem, I hope to squeeze it in somehow between the TSA and boarding. Bezos Hashem, please daven for me. Be well, a good Shabbos to one and all.